Morning. Greet each one of you in the precious name of Jesus this morning. I was encouraged to be here ready this morning with all the singing. There's a song that we sang, 509, and a verse in there that said, "Secure my soul with steadfast faith, remove self-will and sin." It really spoke to me this morning was steadfast faith. Just a brief testimony. Last Sunday, as Brother Allen was sharing, I felt God laying a need in my life, allowing me to see a need in my life, and it was that my faith was not where it needed to be, that I maybe tried too much myself and didn't allow to put my faith in God. So I just wanted to bring that before the Lord. And through this, He put this message on my heart. I spent last week searching Him, trying to come to what He wanted me to share today. I just kept coming back to faith. So I don't know where each one of you are today. But as our trials and temptations and whatever may come our way from day to day, please don't give up. God is faithful. He has many beautiful promises in His Word. I'm only going to touch them briefly. There's so many. I took with what I felt led to share, but there's so much in the Bible of testimonies and tremendous way God moved with His people and through faith. It's only through faith. So I want to just start with a short word of prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, Lord God, we bow before Thee. We thank Thee, Lord, for this opportunity, Father, that we have to seek You and to know You more, Lord. So, Lord, I just pray You'd be here with each one of us, Father. Help me, Father, with these few words that I have, Father, that I could share them in a way, Father, that is for You, Father, for Your glory, Lord, for Your honor. Lord, I do also just want to lift up the other brothers that are sharing today. I pray that You would just strengthen them, give them wisdom from above. Would You be here with us today, Father? We pray for Your Spirit, Lord, to be amongst us, to move in our hearts, to give us strength. Whatever You know our needs, Father, as already was prayed, Father. So, Lord, we just surrender to You, O God, and ask that You would be here with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as Brother Mose was reading out of Timothy there, he read about the faith that is in Christ Jesus. And it's just inspired me again. So my opening verses here are out of Hebrews 11. I want to read 1-7. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. If we go to Genesis 1, God there's multiple verses in there as when God made this world, and it said, "And God said, let there be light. And God said," and He did all this with words. It's for us today, it may be hard sometimes to imagine that, but that's how God is. He can, with the spoken word, He framed the world and He created everything. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. So, Abel was able to offer more excellent sacrifice than Cain through righteousness, by faith. And I don't understand this completely, but righteousness ties right in there with faith. And we can't have one without the other, I believe. I believe that faith comes in believing, and then through this righteousness comes. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, that he was not found, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Do we today, as we go through our weeks, keep that in the back of our minds, that today we want to do God's will and we want to please God? It's a constant reminder for myself. I believe as I go through the day that I'm here for the Lord, and that I know my flesh can have its weaknesses, but our focus needs to be that what we do with our hands is for God, and that we want to please God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. For by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So there it is again, righteousness which is by faith. And I'm just going to keep reading another verse that I have here in 2 Corinthians 4:15-18. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us by far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we look not to the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's just a verse 18 there. It's just a beautiful reminder to me and to us here. We're not, this earth is not our home. We are looking for eternal life, and the things here are temporal. And It's exciting to know, too, that we have a goal in mind, a goal that we're going for, and that there's life eternal in the hereafter. But God, I'm going to read out of Ephesians 2, 4, and 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I have a few thoughts wrote down here. Faith is not something that money can buy. We cannot inherit faith. It is way more than that. It is believing in God as we confess with our lips the Lord Jesus Christ. I also think of what Jesus said in Matthew 17 about having the faith the size of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is 1 or 2 millimeters in diameter. That's how small it is. So he said, if we have that, if we have faith of the size of a mustard seed. And I think of a verse also in Matthew, where it says, a bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoking flax he shall not quench. I think of a bruised reed and a smoking flax, and how small that flame is, and it says God's not going to break that, and God's not going to put that out. If we have that little bit, and that little bit of smoldering, that little bit of flame, we don't want to take that away from somebody. I was there once. The little faith I had. It brought me before the Lord in my conversion. And that flame, that smoking, can grow by His Word. God will not take that away. I just want to encourage each one of you. Strengthen your faith. I have an account here where Jesus, in Matthew 15, 22, 28, where Jesus met the woman that had a daughter that was vexed with the devil. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But Jesus answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, Is it not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs? And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. To be unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The part that stands out to me is in verse 25. It says, And then she worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I wonder how that looked. What was her form of worship? Did she fall on her knees before him? I don't know exactly. It doesn't say here. And I didn't do an extensive study on that part of it. But let's think about that for a second. How do we, is that how we come before the Lord in faith? Do we fall down before him? I know for myself, I need to do more of that and recognize who I am and that my faith through that can be strengthened. How did this look? I don't know, but it stands out to me that she worshiped him. And I think that done something to Jesus there. And through faith, O woman, great is thy faith. I have another story here. It's a little story of Hudson Taylor, asking in faith. When Hudson Taylor was sailing to China to begin his ministry work, his ship was in great danger. The wind had died and the current was carrying them towards the sunken reefs, which were close to islands inhabited by cannibals. They were getting close enough they could see them building fires on the shore. Everything was of no avail. In this journal, Taylor recorded that what happened next. The captain said to me, Well, we have done everything that we can could be done. A thought occurred to me and I replied, No, there is one thing we've not done yet. What is that? He asked. Four of us aboard are Christians. Let us each retreat to his own cabin and in agree, pray, and ask the Lord to give us immediate breeze. Taylor prayed briefly and then, certain that the answer was coming, went up to the deck and asked the first officer, let down the sails. What would be the good of that? He answered roughly. I told him that we had been asking for a wind from God and that it was coming immediately. Within minutes, the wind did begin to blow, and it carried them safely past the reefs. Taylor wrote thus, God encouraged me ere landing on China's shore to bring every variety of need to him in prayer and to expect that he would honor the name of the Lord Jesus and give the help each emergency required, knowing that our prayers touch the heart of our loving Father in heaven and that he can meet any need. We should be confident that he will hear and answer when we pray out to him. George Mueller. God delights in increase the faith of his children. We ought, instead of wanting no trials before victory, no exercise for patience, to be willing to take them from God's hand. It means, as a means, I say it deliberately, trials, obstacles, difficulties, and sometimes defeat are the very food of faith. We should take them out of His hands as evidence of His love and care for us, and dwell in depending more and more that faith which He is seeking to strengthen in us. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I have my thoughts go to Job as well, and how Satan came to God and I don't exactly know how the conversation went there, but God said, Have you considered Job? And Satan says, well, you got a hedge about him. I can't get to him. And God lifted that but didn't allow Satan to touch him. But through this, Satan took all his children, all his sheep and oxen and the camels, and Satan and all that got destroyed, and Job never cursed God. He blessed him. What faith is that? Could I do that today? So my desire is that I can continue to grow in faith, and that together we can continue to grow in faith. I know that I can grow more in my faith in Christ Jesus, and I desire to do that more. I have a closing verse here out of Ephesians 3:16-21. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with the might by His Spirit in the inner man. The inner man, I have to stop there. It just excites me as I consider that. The Spirit of the inner man. Nobody can take that from us. It's something we can have, no persecution or trials. That the Spirit of the inner man can dwell in us. It is a gift. I understand that, but it's not something. It's a decision that we have to make. If we allow to keep that Spirit, or what we do with that Spirit, if we allow to listen to that Spirit of the inner man, the Holy Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to compel with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, that ye ask or think according to the power that worketh in it. in us. Unto him be glory in Christ Jesus, and unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I just wish God's blessings on each one here. And I'm grateful for the work that God does in our lives and in my life, first of all. If we have a need for a song, I wouldn't 495, if we could sing that maybe. Thank you.